Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, May 31st. New Tesla Model Y owners are reporting that their electric SUVs are being delivered without lumbar support on the passenger side. It's unclear if this is a problem with production or if Tesla removed the feature that generally comes standard. On some of the vehicles in question, pictures were provided that the lumbar support controls have been replaced with a filler trim. Tesla hasn't released any communication about the change, which is unfortunately normal for the automaker. Earlier this month, we reported that Tesla has a supply issue with an unknown missing part, resulting in over 10,000 vehicles on a containment hold. It's unclear if this is related at this point. When we get more information, we will keep you in the know. Tesla power packs are currently being deployed at a critical hospital in Haiti, where it's having issues maintaining sustainable power. The hospital was built after the earthquake in 2010, and a donor gifted a solar power system to the project. Unfortunately, they had some problems with the system, and especially the lead-acid batteries. A recent evaluation suggested that batteries should be replaced with Tesla power walls. The installation is ongoing, but it's expected to provide more reliable power to the hospital, which, in turn, will provide more reliable healthcare services to the population. Tesla Cam, which is Tesla's onboard integrated dash cam system and autopilot cameras, helped the police make an arrest in a strange case that has been terrorizing Southern California for weeks. Over the last few weeks, the police in Riverside, Orange, and Los Angeles counties have received over 100 reports of vehicles being shot with BBs or pellets on the freeway. ABC7 reports that a 34-year-old Anaheim man was arrested after his vehicle was filmed at the scene of the shooting by Tesla's integrated dash cam system. In this particular case, it seems that they are throwing the book at him. He was charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and 3 counts of assault on a person causing great bodily injury over the attack. The police don't know if he was responsible for all the recent car shootings in the last few weeks, but the attacks have stopped since he was arrested. And in Electrek's green energy brief, the shareholders of French oil giant Total have voted overwhelmingly on Friday to rebrand to Total Energies. This is to mark its shift to renewables. The shareholders also back the company's climate plan to gradually reduce its emissions. Right now, renewables make up 20% of the investment, but it's not enough, clearly. The first wind turbines have been installed on the Hornsea 2 offshore wind farm in the UK. Once the 1.4 gigawatt Hornsea 2 comes online in 2022, it will become the largest operating wind farm in the world. The rain will be short-lived since the planned 4.8 gigawatt Dogger Bank nearby will be completed in 2026. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.